This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as on FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and near-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes especially for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Also, a special shout-out to our Amazon warehouse folks listening to us right now, as well as our Amazon road drivers out there. Appreciate you guys and gals for letting us know. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. One more time, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, where the storms that we've got upon us right now came from, we've got Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not to be outdone, Joe Biden has outdone Donald Trump. When it comes to document dump locations, we're now up to three, and I wouldn't doubt that we're not going to hear about four or five.
Well, I'm just very, very focused on the one in his home next to the Corvette.
Yeah.
You know, need to know what the we're never going to understand fully what is in those papers because they're still classified top secret. But the fact that he didn't have the ability to declassify them like Donald Trump did because he was the president and Joe Biden was vice president.
Yep.
The idea that these things were in a private home in a non-SCIF designated area.
Yep.
You can't call this a mistake when it happens again and again and again, especially when reports say, and, you know, we can't validate it because of the nature of the classification.
Right.
That the information included in this tranche of top secret documents had to do with China and Ukraine.
Yep.
You know, this is bigger stuff than Watergate, if true. But we're kind of over a barrel.
Yep.
If we do the right thing and impeach this guy because he's a criminal, then we get Kamala Harris, which would be a bigger disaster for the country than having this imbecile in office. So what do we do for 2 years? Do we draw the investigation out for 2 years and then hit him after the 2024 election? Seems to be the only hope that we have.
Do you not think, Frank, that someone is not trying to force him out of office? Do you not think that?
Well, it's certainly something to consider. It's certainly something to consider.
All right,
you know, because this is a little bit too convenient to be coming out right after the midterms going into the next cycle.
Right. All right, let's go to the phone line real quick. Okay, good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Just want to know, this guy that they appointed special counsel, do you know what kind of guy he is? Is he going to be do a true job, or is he just going to be a whitewasher? All right, that's it.
Okay, well, let's see here. He's talking about, I believe the guy's name is Robert Hur, former U.S. Attorney in Maryland. Notice I said former U.S. Attorney in Maryland. He is a Democrat appointee under Obama, so I don't know what to say.
Well, he's appointed under Merrick Garland. Yes, he does have a lot of latitude when it comes to, to pursuing this investigation. Will he have an appetite for it? Don't know. You got to look deeper into his record as far as prosecutions are concerned. But given where he comes from, it sounds like he could be controlled to a certain extent. That said, whenever somebody gets appointed special counsel and they get that latitude, in the past, traditionally, regardless of party, they tend to drop the politics a little bit.
Yeah.
So, because they have a budget, because they're not beholden to anybody, they tend to pursue. So we got to kind of wait and see on this guy to see where it happens, see where it goes. But traditionally, when you get appointed as a special counsel, you tend to drop the partisanship because you ply your craft. You've got an independent budget.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to have more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call, 877-969-8600. It's going to give you the generic number. I'll give you the 800 number, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much. We got that out totally that time. Thank goodness I played it again because it got cut off going out. So I want to make sure I got that in there. That's a very good piece, and we thank Frank Stavala for making it for us, that liner. Now, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Family Automotive, and that includes all the Moss Nissan dealerships, starting with the one in Crystal River, then going to the full-fledged main office, if you will, at Newport Richey, right there at 1954. Also, Nissan and Acura together on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-brand-new Nissan dealership in Brooksville right there, State Route 50, just this side of the parkway, the Suncoast Parkway. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been treated like a king or a queen lately, go up there. Go up there. Go look at some of their vehicles, their new and their pre-owned vehicles, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll find out what it's like. Now, all first responders, all military, all of our veterans get a tremendous discount for your service to our country. And I'm talking about first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police. I'm also talking about church pastors, the same thing. And you also get Moss Care with the vehicles that you buy, whether or not they're new or they're certified pre-owned, which is oil changes, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, as well as tire rotations. And that's quite a bit. You know, when you talk about the driving that you do and whatnot. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. I'm sure you're going to be a happy camper when you see it. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. You and I were just talking during the break here. You want to spill the beans?
Well, we had been talking about the House, and you said, well, at least they repealed the money for the 87,000 IRS agents.
Right.
So that's all fine and dandy, but it means nothing.
Yep.
They may have passed a bill to rescind that money, but it's never going to pass the Senate. And even then, it wouldn't be signed into law to amend what has already been put into law. by Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So that money goes. Unless Kevin McCarthy holds something back that the Democrats in the Senate and Joe Biden want desperately, and say, we're attaching this to the bill and we're rescinding the money for those people.
Yep.
It's already been passed. Bills that have already been passed and signed into law are going to move forward regardless of what the House votes on and passes because Chuck Schumer still has control of the Senate.
Yes.
And that it requires the president to sign it into law unless you can override the veto. You don't have those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the promises, everybody's crowing. Promise delivered. We voted to rescind the funding for the 87,000 new IRS agents. Promise delivered. It doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
Because the law was already passed last Congress. That's why it was so incredibly important to win the Senate. So everybody who fell for the orange man bad thing again and said, I'm just sick and tired of hearing about the last election and I'm not going to elect him because he's MAGA. This is what you did to the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you did. Nothing can be corrected. And that's why I said last week it was full speed ahead under a Pelosi House of Representatives. We're not reversing ship at all. What we've done is pulled back on the throttle for 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're still going in their direction. Anything that was passed remains passed. And anything that Republicans want, you're going to have to pick off people in the Senate in order to get it passed. And then you're going to have the Senate force it through the White House
because
mm-hmm. you have to get through those two obstacles. So without the Senate, sorry, it sounds good. But don't fall for all the crowing about we passed this and we passed that because it ain't getting past the Senate.
Yep, and that's the problem we're going to have. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to get passed because the Republicans have got the numbers. They got a few Democrats joining along with them, but it's got to be what it's got to be, and it's a lot of this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to fiscal stuff, you got to have the 60 to get over that hill in the Senate. Everything else, you're going to need a majority, so you better start picking off Manchin and Sinema and maybe one more in order to make sure that you've got that majority. But without a majority vote in the Senate, done. So you better play nicey-nice with Manchin and Sinema.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of playing nicey-nice, we had something called the failure of the NOTAM system the other day with the FAA. How'd that work out?
Well, it worked out almost Southwest Airlines-esque.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't shut down the entire grid since 9/11. Thank God right now there's no evidence that it was a cyber terror attack because they found some corrupted files in the system, in the operating system.
Yep.
And that can happen a number of different ways, but nevertheless, boy, we had better get some redundancy involved in this stuff. Because if it would have had, you know, when you've got planes in the air, and we've got planes in the air 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
When you've got planes in the air and a major system for controlling the aircraft goes down, that's rough.
Yep.
We're just very lucky we didn't have any major mishaps while that computer malfunction was happening.
Yep. Well, we'll see what transpires because we've got Pete on the job and he's saying that he's going to take care of it and he's going to do whatever and this, that, and the other. And I've had it with him. I don't know about you, but I've just had it with him.
Yeah, he's on his bicycle pedaling over to the FAA headquarters. Oh, I'm sorry. He's in the car with the bicycle on the back of it, getting close enough to be able to pull the bike off and ride up to the FAA headquarters because that's what he does. He's a BS artist.
Yep. Well, you know, good luck on that one, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, this guy he was an appointee that granted a favor to get him out of the race. He's unqualified for his position at every single turn. And the fact that some people were looking at him for a higher position going forward is it's laughable. It's laughable. This guy doesn't belong in the federal, in federally elected office or federally appointed office in any sense of the imagination. He was lucky to be elected mayor.
Now, we just mentioned the NOTAM system. Now I'm going to go back to the House voting to block China from buying oil from the U.S. reserves. Can that go through?
Well, it depends on what happens in the Senate. You know, the atmosphere in Washington right now is that you'd better get something done about gas prices to keep them down because they're starting to go back up again a little bit. So senators from states like West Virginia and you know, some of the more iffy states, they'll vote along with saying, no, China bad. You know, China's bad. We shouldn't allow them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Will Biden sign it? Right now, the pressure is there to have him, you know, he could showboat a little bit, saying he's being tough on China. You know, he's going to do more and more of that because he's going into an election year. He's already done the damage. There's not too much to undo. We could do to undo the damage this guy's done to the country and to the economy, especially to the American, our country's sovereignty, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But that could pass because it's something that's in the news and it's an item that would be popular with the voting public. So once again, our creatures in Washington, D.C. will be looking at their political well-beings as it pertains to an election.
Now,
so yeah, things like that have an opportunity to pass, but stuff that the Democrats wanted, like IRS agents, you don't even think that's going to happen.
Now, will you be able to stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, great, because we got a couple of important things to talk about here. And, you know, it seems that every time we turn around, there's something else gets thrown into the works here in terms of news or news stories or whatever. And we try to keep up on it the best we can. Sometimes I miss it, and I have to repeat it later, either by a post or whatever, but you're watching, I'm watching, we're all watching, right?
Well, there's a lot to watch, and some things do slip under the radar, but you got to do the best you can. We live in an age where if you're not paying attention, the people who are opportunistic in politics, which is almost all of them, will try to slip something past you so that they can enrich themselves.
Alrighty, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato's coming right back for another segment. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. Paramedics were called to a home in Calabasas, California, Thursday morning. Craig Little, a spokesman for the county's fire department, said the call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California, is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Idaho students' murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26th. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate top-secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it right after I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Yep, MyPillow.com. Now, I bought some towels here a little while ago. I had a set that I bought earlier, and I was told that the new towels are even better than the old ones. Older ones. And you know something? The person that told me that needs a gold star, because they are. I got two bath towels, and I'm telling you, the bath towels were bigger than a bath towel. They were kind of like a beach towel. And I got two hand towels that were bigger than hand towels. They were kind of like a bath towel. And then I got two washcloths that also were oversized. Unbelievable. But it would have cost me $89.98 if I'd gone through the normal channels, but because it's on sale, I saved myself $50, $39.98. And I used the promo code CAPTAIN to do it. So, here you go. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. The Radio Listener Specials page. And for a limited time, you get this towel set that I told you about for the low price of $39.98. Save $50 using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't forget, you can also call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. If you want to get more details and speak to a live person on the phone. So the number is 800-641-5459. The website is MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials page is the page to go to. And your promo code is always going to be the word CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN. So go over there and find out what they're all about. And happy shopping, and save you some money, too. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I want to mention a couple things here. First of all, we had the untimely death of 54-year-old Lisa Marie Presley. A lot of people are mourning her death. She was into a lot of different things. She had been the wife at one time of Michael Jackson. I don't know that drugs were related to this. She had cardiac arrest, but at 54 years of age, one has to wonder.
No, you got to start looking at these things. The media is not reporting, and And I know a lot of people might roll their eyes at this. The smart people will not be rolling their eyes at this. Whenever somebody dies at an early age, or what they're classifying now as suddenly died, we had better look to see if they were vaccinated or not.
Yep.
Because all of the people, including Dr. Robert Malone, the person who holds the most patents on mRNA vaccine technology,
mm-hmm.
has said there are complications to this vaccine protocol that are dire
mm-hmm.
and grave. And one of them has to do with exactly this. It's affecting younger people and throwing them into cardiac arrest.
Yep.
Is this the case with Lisa Marie Presley? I don't know. But we need to be able to look at her death and do some tests to find out if it is. If we're finding out if what Malone and other credible people who were silenced during the debate on this before by social media in conjunction with our federal government and our federal agencies, mm-hmm. if they're correct in what they were trying to warn us about, we've got a contaminant in the blood supply of this country that is going to be catastrophic.
Yeah.
All thanks to the greed merchants over at Big Pharma who have worked in indemnity for themselves into this whole thing. So it's time to stop with the propaganda and stop with the ideology and start looking at this seriously to see if this DNA-altering vaccine technology isn't responsible for the scourge of younger people's sudden death in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There are also credible, certified sources that are saying there's a blood clot issue here that we've never seen before, and it's only in vaccinated people.
Yeah.
So there's some problems here that we needed to make sure that this technology was vetted correctly. We didn't do it for political reasons, and we are seeing a problem emerge where we're losing young, healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take this seriously. Again, I'm not saying that that's what the cause of death was for Lisa Marie Presley, but I'm damn sure curious as to whether she was vaccinated, and I'm damn sure curious as to whether that vaccine was a part of the reason why she died at such a young age.
Let's talk about Vladimir Putin for a second here, because we talked about this a while back, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, about the fact that there were numerous reports coming out now that he was being treated with a cancer cocktail drug. There's been a lot of strange things happen here. He fired another general, hired another one to run the show in Ukraine. He's been getting kind of on again, off again, tough. So that shows that there's something going on. But what is the story on him?
Well, for at least 3 months now, there have been stories coming out of Russia that he's seen an oncologist regularly, that he is on a cocktail, a Western medicine-style cocktail for cancer. Now these reports they're not getting louder, they're getting more. And more information is coming out about the type of treatment that he's having, the type of doctors that he's seeing, and the frequency of how he's seeing these doctors. So instead of it being something that's amplified, which would signal propaganda, we're getting more information, which means that the information is coming from is getting more intricate, and it's advancing a story. So there's more credence toward it being true rather than it being a propaganda effort from the anti-Russian forces and efforts. If he does have cancer, and I don't ever wish this on anybody, but I hope it takes him fast, because that will probably end this conflict.
Yeah.
Because as it is, the way the Biden administration in the West is reacting to Ukraine, which, again, I need to remind people, we're all in Ukraine's camp, and we want to make sure the Ukrainian people are safe and they can go on living and having their own society. But their government was one of the most corrupt ones on the planet before this thing started.
Yep.
So, you know, hedge your support a little bit. We want to know where that money's going. But this is with the way the West is reacting, we're on the road to having a proxy conflict with the Soviet Union, and Putin's already told you he's going to use nuclear weapons, even in a limited capability, if, in fact, the West gets more engaged. And if he does have cancer and this moves forward like that, if his back is against the wall and he's looking at a ticking life clock, I don't see this ex-KGB colonel hesitating.
Now, America's mayor, Chicago's Chicago's Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot, says that she's fighting crime, but it's kind of hard to do that when your crime rate is up 41%.
Yeah, she hasn't done jack. She has handcuffed the police officers and of the Chicago Police Department to a point where they can't do their jobs. And now we were talking about this off air. It's even to the point, and this is why she's a propagandist, a one-trick pony propagandist. If you disagree with her, you're a racist or you're a homophobe, and that's it. She's just existing in office to be the mayor. She's not serving the people in Chicago. She even has gone so far as to ban the live broadcast of police scanners.
Wow.
The feed coming out of the Chicago Police Department, because she doesn't want the news crews to get to scenes of major crime events to prove her declaration that crime is down wrong. What kind of an irresponsible reprobate does that? Hides behind the cloaking of real information about violent crime in their own city.
Yep.
Now, there's 9 people in that mayor's race that's coming up in this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so the field is diluted already. And if the sycophants that voted for her before because she's a gay black woman do it again, just to have a gay black woman as the mayor, then the blood in the streets of Chicago are on their hands.
Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot is not qualified to be the mayor of Chicago. Richard J. Daley is spinning in his grave that someone so unqualified is running his dear city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's even gone to the illegal extent to solicit teachers of the Chicago public school system to give extra credit to their students if they go out and campaign for her.
Good luck.
Real.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All righty, Mr. Frank, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and we will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great day, and see you then.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why
shotgun? It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and we have getting ready to come on here on the telephone line, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, sports zone quarterback. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yay!
Have a great weekend and be safe. Let me tell you, man, a lot of crazy weather going on out there, so please drive safe here, you know, all around, and be civil. Let your other drivers in. Be patient. It's not worth an extra minute to have an accident or get frustrated. So anyway, let's do a random act of kindness today and this weekend, Captain, for our fellow man. How about playoff football, Captain? Wild card weekend, and it's going to be wild.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. We got him. Jim Mora loves the playoffs, but if his team's not in it, why are you talking about it? That's so funny. He'll go down to infamy for that, which is awesome. Great coach.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, his son coached the San Francisco 49ers back in the day. So we have the Seahawks going up against 49ers tomorrow at 4:30, Captain. Interesting game here. You know, they've already met twice. We'll see what happens in the third game here. And a lot of interesting players. You got Geno Smith, who's made a comeback this year at the quarterback position. The 49ers are down to the third-string quarterback, Purdy. The last guy in the draft, Captain, Mr. Irrelevant. Well, he's pretty irrelevant right now, and he's turned into something special with this team.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Cal Shanahan credit for really coaching this kid up. So I feel that the 49ers should win the game, but, it's always funny how one or two games, the teams you think are going to win, Captain, they don't win.
Yeah.
So, it's just that's anything can happen on any given Sunday. That's the beauty of sports. Then at night, Captain, 8:15 special, down there in Leonard Skinner pitching down in Jacksonville. We'll have the L.A. Chargers. God, it's so weird to call them the L.A. Chargers, Captain, instead of the San Diego Chargers. That's going to be a weird one forever for me. But they've already flown all the way across country to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow night, 8:15. Justin Herbert, first-round quarterback 2 years ago, and Trevor Lawrence, first-round quarterback a couple years ago. Going to see those two are going to duel it out. And it could be a real exciting, fun game, especially if the weather is nice. I could see a shootout up there in Jacksonville. That'd be a lot of fun to watch that game. Then on Sunday, Captain, the sentimental favorites and your favorite, when you used to live up there, I know you're a Buccaneer fan, but the Buffalo Bills take on the Miami Dolphins. And they're going to be back going with Tua. They're going to be going with another quarterback, probably Skyler. Maybe Teddy can play. It's going to be interesting to see. The Bills are really in the driver's seat in that game. They're just the better team from head to toe. And especially now with the quarterback situation in Miami, that they should win that game. I'd be very, very surprised if Miami were able to pull that off. They played them twice this year and two decent games, but they're just not in Buffalo's class right now.
Well, people have got to understand, on any given Sunday, anything can happen, and you can't be all that surprised, because sometimes these teams, and the Buccaneers, I think, have done it a lot all season long, they look ahead at the game ahead of them because they figure, well, we got this one. I really think there's a lot of that going on right now.
No, that's a great point, Captain. They are doing that, and I think Buffalo's going to be really strong because of last year, them not getting in, and they were really one of the favorites to get in last year in Cincinnati, was able to make it. I think that's going to wake them up to really get
it. Well, plus this player that got hurt and coming back, and now Mr. Hamlin is resting at home.
Isn't that wonderful, Captain? I mean, great news. Two things about that, Captain. We as Americans need to realize this, and Patriots. We don't need tragedy to unite us, okay? And we need to stop letting these things occur. When these things occur, yes, let's unite. But we need to start uniting before these things occur, is my point. And I think you can concur on that one.
Now, I've had this thought since yesterday, since he was sent home. I would not be the least bit surprised if the Bills don't suddenly wheel him in out of the end zone all by his lonesome after everybody's out in the field.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
He won't walk. He won't walk, but they'll wheel him in.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to see, especially now, speaking of the Bills, because their odds-on favorite with Kansas City meeting the AFC Championship game that. And that game now has been determined that they will play in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Dome. So if it does come to Buffalo, Kansas City, that's where they'll play. So we'll see what happens there. Kansas City's off this week, just like Philadelphia's off this week. And then at 4:30, Captain, don't want to forget the Giants, the New York football Giants, will be going into Minneapolis, Minnesota to take on the Vikings. That'll be a great 4:30 game.
Mm-hmm.
And then just talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, they will play the Baltimore Ravens. And you will see what transpires with that because the Baltimore Ravens are not going to go with Lamar Jackson. They're going to go with Mr. Huntley. Lamar's leg's still hurting him. That's a funny one, Captain. I don't know if this guy's leg is still really that bad, his knee, or if they're just letting him sit out because I don't think they're going to re-sign him. I think, you know, he's going to probably go elsewhere unless they can agree on a number of the contract. Because if they really thought they don't want him getting hurt, then they have to pay him a ton. And that's the only thing I can think of. His agent saying, hey, man, sit out and don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, Captain, the Dallas Cowboys fly into Tampa, Florida to take on the Buccaneers. A little rematch from week one. Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys. Tampa Bay won 19-3. Something tells me there's going to be a little bit more scoring than that in this game.
It won't happen because, remember, what's his face? The quarterback broke his, what, he broke his thumb?
Yeah, Dak Prescott, yep, he hurt himself and shut him down. But they're going to have to throw the ball because the Buccaneers run defense is strong. So Mr. Elliott, Mr. Pollard, I think will be shut down. But, you know, if Prescott can throw the ball, C.D. Lamb, Schultz, the tight end, they'll have a good shot at this game. So it'll be interesting to see. And Michael Gallup's a good player for him also.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, can't play on the other end. The same thing. Their running game against Dallas Cowboys rush defense probably isn't going to move much. But I think Brady can, you know, hit Godwin and Evans and this new kid out in the tight end and Rashad White out of the backfield. And if Lenny Fournette can maybe get downhill, that will help him in the run game. But he's good out of the backfield too. So with that being said, you know, that's the whole playoff action there. And if I can be of any help to anybody, Captain, like I've been to you with your insurance needs, I'd love to meet with the people listening to the show. Feel free to call me. Get a pen and paper. I will give you a number in about 15 seconds. And I can help you out, save you money on your prescriptions, save you money on your life insurance, get you more coverage for your life insurance. I know there's a lot of truckers listening. Give me a call and see if I can be of help. Veterans, if you're listening, okay, and you have any issues, need any help with veterans benefits, please call me, 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyman, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. See you Sunday. Listen to the show. Folks, love you as well. Bye now.
All righty, Patrick Hyman, the Sports Zone quarterback. Go over to Facebook and check him out over there, the Sports Zone on Facebook. Meantime, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.